USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Today is the first official day of summer and the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. As expected, maximum sunshine and intense heat are forecast for much of the country. Extreme heat in the upper Midwest and northern plains is forecast to move south and southeastward during the week. Temperature records could be broken in Atlanta, Nashville, Memphis, Little Rock, and St. Louis during the mid to late week. As California announced they are raising gas taxes at the end of the month, Vice President Mike Pence on Fox Business has a different idea to help the American people.
The very beginning of turning this economy around is to end the war on energy, and I called on President Biden to do that today.
President Biden said Monday he is considering creating a federal gas tax holiday, which could save Americans about 18 cents per gallon. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
After the most recent price increase at Netflix, subscribers in large numbers are leaving the streaming service.
Netflix is bracing for more layoffs this week as the streaming company attempts to cut costs. Staff impacted by a new wave of layoffs are expected to be notified by the end of this week. In May, Netflix laid off 150 employees, along with the number of contractors and part-time employees. Netflix has seen shares drop dramatically ever since it revealed it lost almost 200,000 subscribers and expects to lose many more. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Dartmouth College, an Ivy League university in New Hampshire, said Monday it will no longer offer loans in its financial aid packages for undergrad students and instead replace them with more grants. The policy will take effect June 23rd, so students entering the summer of 2022 semester will be the first for the financial aid. USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare.
Your neighbors will love it.
Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
After no criminal activity was discovered by Border Patrol on horseback after they were condemned by President Biden of whipping illegal immigrants, the administration is finding an administrative loophole to charge these officers. Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, a Republican from Florida, on Newsmax.
It's really offensive. It seems to be another aspect of the war against law enforcement, the war against the heroes who are there trying to protect us. And as you said, this has been totally debunked by everyone. And the fact that they're still pursuing these individuals while not going after trying to secure the southern border, for example, where we know where, fentanyl is coming in. We have terrorists that have come in. And yet, this administration, for some reason, continues to go after law enforcement officers. These are heroes. They should be revered. And yet this administration has it all wrong. Look, if you had a president that was, I don't know, bribed or bought off, nobody could do so much damage, as much damage, even if they were bribed or bought off, as this president is doing to our national security. And now you're seeing, again, an extension of him going after law enforcement.
An iconic Hong Kong floating restaurant has sunk after it was towed out to sea. Jumbo Kingdom, a 3-story vessel that was once the world's largest floating restaurant, was towed away by tugboats last Tuesday after nearly half a century in Hong Kong waters. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.